You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Southern Initiative is a part of Auckland Council that works to solve some of South Auckland's most pressing social and economic challenges. The initiative is currently calling for the government to address the lack of access to the internet in South Auckland, with 20% of households in some areas currently without internet. With the impact of COVID-19, these people struggle to learn at home and find jobs, with huge numbers of people still expected to lose their jobs as the pandemic continues. I talked to Southern Initiative social entrepreneur Tanya Pofare about how internet can be provided to people in South Auckland and why there is an opportunity for an economic reset in South Auckland. Here is Tanya.
Yeah, so if we look at Māngere, Otahuhu, Otara and Papatoetoe, one in every five households doesn't have access to the internet. Now, it is slightly better once we get to Manurewa and Papakura, but only just. In this day and age, we really need to have everyone being able to access digital content for learning, for connection, for being able to, you know, sell things online. We've seen a huge kind of increase in people, you know, in their side hustles, buying New Zealand-made Facebook content and all of that kind of thing. So just generally in life, being able to access the internet and applications and things like that is just becoming more and more crucial. One of the things that happened during the first lockdown was that it was really brought to the surface a number of things. First of all, young people's access to devices so that they could continue their schooling from home. And then secondly, homes not having internet for them to connect to. So one in five households is really, you know, a bit of a national disgrace, because we should be thinking of digital infrastructure and digital access as being as important and as a basic utility as water and electricity and sanitation.
So let's just talk a little bit about that digital infrastructure. Are there other places in the world using a sort of similar idea as water or power to how they use internet?
Yeah, so if you look at what's been called for by other groups across the world, particularly those groups that are calling for a transformative Green New Deal of the economy post-COVID, everyone considers digital access as being a fairly basic utility that everyone should be able to have access. So we're not alone in our call, and I think it's particularly important for communities like those in South Auckland, for whom access to the internet and access to the digital democracy and being able to engage with people all over the world is probably more important than anywhere else. I mean, it's digital access that could open up amazing opportunities for young people across the South, and something that we should be making sure that every young person has a device and access so that they can learn, so that they can create new ideas, so that they can be engaged with their peers, with the school. And that's just not even across South Auckland. I'd like us to think bigger and think that there's some global connections that we could be making as well. One of the really amazing things that we've been looking at is First Nations peoples in Canada and in Ontario had no access to the internet because neither the market nor the state would provide it to them. So they just got on and did it themselves. And they own all of the digital infrastructure. They own all of the assets. The only thing they don't own is the frequency. And now they are the largest Indigenous-owned telecommunications company in the world. And these are communities who are not unlike ours. So I think that whilst it is a challenge that we don't have adequate digital access for everyone in our communities, it also presents an opportunity for us to look at some very radical kind of propositions about how we could turn that challenge into an opportunity.
I suppose what goes with that, though, is in educating people about how they can jump onto that initiative and make those changes for themselves. Is there work being done by Auckland Council or by the Southern Initiative to give people that information?
Yeah, I think this is something that we're really interested in doing, is how we can democratise and have different forms of ownership of infrastructure that's actually really critical to our well-being and for our ability to thrive. So it's something that we've been starting conversations with around the community. It's something that we've been seeding the idea that there is a different way that we could tackle this challenge, and it would give us far more benefits than if we were just, say, to give vouchers out to families so that they could purchase more data or be able to afford connection to the current telco system. So it's a conversation that we've started. It will require a movement, and it will require some pioneers who are really, you know, kind of like willing to push this issue. And I'm really encouraged by, actually, there are other groups out there who are thinking along the same lines around electricity and power, like the Community Energy Network, for example. They are also thinking about how do we democratise the ownership of such critical infrastructure as energy. So I think this could be, you know, represent a real flashpoint in how we might do things radically different for a radically different kind of outcome.
So now going back to South Auckland and currently the impact of having a lack of access to internet, I understand that you're calling on the government to step in on this issue. Why is that important?
Because it's really important that the government leans in to the fact that, you know, one in five of our households don't have any access to the internet. And actually, I think probably another important point to highlight is that the 80% that do, we don't actually know what that access is. We are concerned that it might be accessed through mobile phones, and learning on a mobile phone is not adequate. Also, there's data caps associated with that as well. So what we are calling on the government for is that, you know, accessible and affordable and adequate volume of access to the internet. I think what this needs to be, we need to think of people's access to the internet and having appropriate devices and the type of digital content that is available. I think it all needs to be considered as part of an economic reset for the whole of South Auckland. It can't just be seen as a problem in isolation from other things. So what we are calling on the government for is an intentional investment to rebuild a different type of economy for South Auckland. So what we don't want is a load of money going into our digital access challenge. Yes, all of our young people, you know, a great number of our young people, and this has also reared its head as a result of lockdown, young people leaving school because they have to go out to work and whatever work they can find to support their families. So what this issue needs to be considered along with the quality of tertiary education that's being provided, the quality of the jobs that are being offered, the volume of the jobs that are being offered, how we think about the future of South Auckland in its totality. So we are calling on the government for an intentional and determined strategy to develop a new kind of economy that will really benefit South Aucklanders.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.